The crisis-racked FAI is again making headlines today with its two most senior officials accused of reneging on previous commitments to stand down from the association's board. Yesterday, the sports minister Shane Ross wrote to the FAI president Donal Conway, a board member since 2005, asking him not to run for re-election and to carry through on his commitment to the government for the current board to stand down entirely. Joining me now to discuss this from our Dáil studio is Fergus O'Dowd, Fine Gael TD for Loud and chairman of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sport. The committee is set to convene in just under an hour for its latest meeting with the Governance Review Group on the FAI. Fergus O'Dowd, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Sean.
It looks, as I say, like Donal Conway, FAI President, is planning to defy Shane Ross on this, despite the Minister asking him specifically and explicitly yesterday not to let his name go forward for a re-election. Have you had contact yourself in recent days with Donal Conway?
Yes, I've had some contact on Sunday afternoon. I received a phone call from the FAI on behalf of Donal Conway offering to brief me privately about the views of the FAI on the governance report and issues which were in the media at that time. So I did consider that offer and I turned it down on the basis that any issue in relation to Mr. Conway and the FAI should and must be discussed with all of my committee in the public forum. And that was the offer I made back to them. I offered them to attend today if they wish, tomorrow, Friday, whenever they want to come in, preferably before the AGM to clear the air, and if not after the AGM. And I received a letter last night saying that Mr. Conway and the FAI will attend after the AGM. So that's where the matter is right now.
And why did you decide to turn down the opportunity of a private briefing that might have helped to inform you ahead of your meeting today with the Sport Ireland?
Yes, well, I mean, we had a public meeting with the FAI and we all know what happened there. And I think it's hugely important for the credibility of the Oireachtas and of our committee that all our business is done in public. And if I'm being briefed, particularly on such a hugely important matter as this, that my committee should be briefed as well. And in fact, it was put to me that they might come for a private briefing to the whole committee. And I said, no, it must be in public. Because what's at the heart of all this penalty shootout and rouse, whatever you might call it, is the funding for youth soccer at this moment in time is suspended. And the FAI needs urgently and as soon as possible the best international CEO we can get to run the organisation. So they're the key focus for me.
Now, as we know, on Saturday, the FAI is holding an EGM in Dunboyne in County Meath. 7 days later, their AGM, their annual meeting, takes place in Trim, where Donal Conway is running unopposed to retain his position as FAI president. And indeed, Noel Fitzroy is going up against two other candidates for re-election as vice president. So is it your expectation post-AGM that Donal Conway will come to your committee as president of the FAI?
Well, that's a matter for him. My view has been exceptionally clear from the very beginning that Mr. Conway and all of the old board should resign and should not be or participate in the future FAI organisation. That's my personal view. It's the view, I believe, of most members of my committee. It is almost universally held, but nevertheless, the FAI are an organisation and they are deciding who they nominate in this position. I think the key thing is this, and this is where the core of the issue is, that I'm relying on John Tracy from Sport Ireland, and as the majority of the governance committee were not members of the FAI, there were five people on it, and three of them were nominated by the Sports Ireland and effectively foreign on behalf of the taxpayer. And if they made that recommendation, even though I don't like it, and if I was at those meetings, I would say no, absolutely no.
Yes,
it has happened.
The FAI's position is, in fact, and in their statement last evening, they say that the current board of the FAI will, as previously indicated, stand down at the AGM and that they remain fully committed to governance reform. And they also point out that governance review group, and you've just referred to this, consider that for handover and transition purposes and to manage the serious risks where everyone leaves at once, at least one or possibly a maximum of two members might consider putting themselves forward for positions on the interim board. Now, that's exactly what Donal Conway is doing. And also
his
colleague on the board, Noel Fitzroy.
Yes, and the point is that I'm listening to John Tracy on this issue, and he's telling me that effectively the best way to get these governance issues dealt with is, and to get the funding restored and to get a new CEO appointed under new rules, under a new board with gender balance, with significant independent directors, with an independent chairman, is notwithstanding the warts in this, Sean, and I'm not defending Mr. Conway here, absolutely not. My view is very clear. Nevertheless, if this is the way forward, you know, this is what we'll be talking to Mr. Tracy and Kieran Mulvey about today. But it is a huge controversial issue, Sean.
If they are satisfied that what the FAI senior officials are doing, or Mr. Conway and the other man, if they're satisfied, if Sport Ireland says to you that what they're proposing to do with re-election is in line with the recommendations of the Governance Review Group, well then, what business is it of Shane Ross to tell Donal Conway, I must ask you to withdraw your nomination for re-election?
Well, that's what Mr. Ross, or Minister Ross, decided. I have spoken to Minister Ross, not about that statement, but about concerns both he and I have. I offered Minister Ross the opportunity to come before us today. I offered him the opportunity to come before us at any time he might nominate to talk about these issues. But I think, as far as I'm concerned, notwithstanding the faults and the significant differences of opinion there are, I believe that this ship to sail safely into restoring funding, to get a new CEO, to get a new board, I'm listening to John Tracy on this, and that's my honest view.
If what the FAI is doing is good enough for John Tracy via Mr. Conroy and Mr. Fitzroy, Mr. Conway and Mr. Fitzroy, if John Tracy, maybe through gritted teeth, says, look, that's acceptable, are you happy to live with it?
Well, I would accept what the outcome of our meeting is today. But the other point, Sean, is that what this is also predicated on, and this is hugely important, John Tracy is saying that the COSI, that's the forensic audit which I looked for into the FAI, that must be properly completed, and all information they request has to be presented to them, and also obviously the outcome of the Office of Director of Corporate Enforcement investigation, which I'm quoting Mr. Tracy, is serious and will be very substantial. These are hugely important issues.
Yes, and in one sense, they are more important, aren't they, than who happens in any given time to be in a position of the president of the FAI?
Well, I think a new president with no baggage is ideal. If that's not the situation, and if that's what we have to live with, that's what we have to live with. But I think the key thing is to change. The new board, youth funding restored, young people up and down the country, they want to play the sport, they need to be funded. The government funding is not available at the moment. We need to get it restored, and we need to get these changes. We need the FAI, warts and all, on Saturday to say yes to all of these.
Yes, 78 recommendations, and as you say, John Tracy has particular other terms and conditions in addition to accepting those recommendations of the Governance Review Group, the COSI audit you mentioned, also the presentation of financial statements for 2018 to Sport Ireland, and also awaiting the outcome as well of the inquiry.
There are no financial accounts being presented to the AGM. That's a fact. That's I've never heard of that before. Like, these are very serious issues.
Maybe it's not possible until of this other work is done, because they might be overtaken by what would be discovered in the forensic audit.
That certainly is a possibility, but I'm still very concerned about that. And Mr. Conway was a member and has been president for some of that time. And look, Mir, this is not about personalities, as far as I'm concerned.
But Shane Ross seems to have made it about personalities.
Well, I think, Sean, you'll have to interview Minister Ross.
No, but I mean, are you comfortable with the Minister for Sport writing directly to the association and saying, please withdraw your nomination as a candidate. I must ask you to withdraw your nomination for re-election.
I would much prefer our debate in total today be concerned with a constructive engagement with the governance group.
No, but you're dodging the question there now. Is it correct for the minister to do that?
That's a matter for the minister, but would I have done it if I was minister? I wouldn't have done it, no.
Yeah, because bearing in mind as well, I think you'll hear once more from John Tracy, the chief executive of Sport Ireland, that Sport Ireland respects the independence and autonomy of all funded organisations, including the FAI, and the right of their membership to make decisions on leadership and governance structures.
Of course, absolutely, and that is sacrosanct, and it's a very difficult job for Sports Ireland, representing and acting for and on behalf of the taxpayer, to manage all these individual organisations. But I think the big picture is it's good and important and constructive change, and I think that's what I'm going to concentrate on today if I can, and that's, I hope, the committee will as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, the rules are clear, aren't they? I mean, FIFA ultimately has the power to sanction Ireland if there's unwarranted interference. Well, you could have Ireland's national teams and clubs banned from playing an international competition because Shane Ross wants to make headlines.
But I think, regardless of Minister Ross's headlines or lack of them, I think the fact is that FIFA and UEFA have actually bought into this report. This is their stamp on it. And again, there are serious issues about international soccer. We all know them. But at least there is no issue if and when these issues are, these changes are passed, hopefully on Saturday, that you have buy-in from the from Sport Ireland, you have buy-in from FIFA and UEFA, you have buy-in from the FAI, you have an interim board that will be gone in a year, and obviously, clearly, I think one of the key points, I believe, is who the new chief executive will be, how that person will be selected, what transparency and accountability will there be in that process, will there be outside experts on that board, and will the independent chairman, and this is hugely important, a new independent chairman of FIFA of the FAI is recommended in this report as well, and I think you need that chairman in place for this appointment, right, because you have to get it right.
And the 78 recommendations put forward by the governance review, do you believe that they're sine qua non?
Well, I think there's a lot of them in it. I'm concentrating on the board, the accountability of the CEO, the internal audit processes, the internal reporting, and obviously in the looking out, managing the football, and most of all, supporting young people and getting them involved. Restoration of the good name of soccer, of the FAI, so we can all cheer and shout without anything spoiling our view of the pitch, and without harsh and damaging issues arising. And one other point which FIFA haven't done is the FAI, they're banning the Sports Writers, Soccer Writers Association and the Association of Sports Journalists from going to the EGM. They're not allowed to go there, and I think that's wrong. Again, we want more transparency and more accountability, and if you exclude the press, who led this story, who led the facts, who brought about this change, if they're not present in that room, does not make sense to me.
Do you want that reversed before Saturday?
I think it should be. I think it must be. In the spirit of new accountability, that's what should happen, and I believe that must happen. But obviously, it's up to the FAI to decide.
Okay, well, all eyes in sport will be on that committee meeting. It's starting in about 40 minutes or so. Fergus O'Dowd, Fine Gael TD for Louth and Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport, Tourism and Sport. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.